Hey, hey, welcome to Blunt and Mama. Okay. Can you still hear?
But you're coming.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Live is live. That's exactly what it is.
Go with the
okay.
Live.
So tonight, and I should have got your bio and I didn't, but I know enough about her. I'm going to let her. Oh, what happened over there?
I don't know.
Freaking nut. Anyway. All right. So welcome to Blunt Mamas. And this is Blunt Mamas Radio Ministry Radio Show. And I'm your host, Bonnie Bradshaw, with the co-host.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading messages. This is Trisha.
No messages.
Sorry.
Okay, so we are live on Facebook.
Hey,
we are live on Blog Talk, and we are live on Periscope. Did I say Periscope?
No.
Tonight.
Hey, Brittany.
Our special. Is she on there?
Yep.
Hey, Britt.
And my coworker, Aretha's on.
All right.
Hi.
So, our guest tonight is Hope Short Holman.
Actually, Hope Holman.
Hope Holman. All right, she don't do the short. Okay, so this is a very, 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 very busy woman.
They're saying that they can't hear us.
Can't hear us? Hold
no.
on.
Your husband also said that.
See if we can stop the music. Can you hear us now, guys?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yay, no.
I might just be on your phone.
All right. Trisha.
Yes.
Ask if I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
All right. I'm going to do mine. Go ahead and start talking with Miss Hope and tell them about Hope and how you know her and all the things that she does.
So I've known Hope for about 11 years now.
Yeah,
I've been blessed. Hope is my neighbor across the street and fabulous, fabulous neighbor. Wonderful woman.
You and Demetra, which is on now, should hook up. Demetra, you need to hook up with her. Y'all would get along great. You got a lot in common.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. Definitely. Demetra is a nurse and she has a business where she works with nurses coming in to test for their, she helps to prepare them for their NCLEX exam.
Yeah. She's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's great.
And she's been in the military.
Okay.
And went to school, I believe, through the military. I see nobody can hear me. Through the military and opened up her business over in Harborview area.
Okay.
Where the Farm Fresh is over there.
Nice.
And she's working miracles. People that I think one of them, if I'm right, Denitra, 15 years, had graduated from nursing school and tried to get it, couldn't get it, went to her school and passed it.
Right.
Like that.
But for I know for a long time, when I've known Hope, I know you've been in school for a long time.
For a long time. Almost 8 years.
Yeah. But yeah. You didn't plan on doing that during our conversation. She's got a good pastor. I know her pastor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And with that, and then also with the birth of Hope for My Teen.
And that's one of the things we're going to talk about.
Yes.
All right. So we only have two mics, and we're going to be ordering another one and two headphones. So here's the thing. I told you this lady's busy. She's got, I met her through our women's ministry conference last year, and she brought her business of Hope for My Teens. This is phenomenal, and she's going to tell you about that, and then she's gotten into something else, and I didn't know she had been going to school. She goes to a wonderful church, has great pastors. They have encouraged her to answer another call that God has in her life, and she's actually doing that now, and I'll have her explain that as well. We've already got a bunch of questions up here, and I read them to her, and we're going to just be covering a whole lot of stuff tonight. So I'm going to turn this over to Hope. So tell them how to get in touch with you, Facebook page, website, anything that you've got, and then start with what you do.
Awesome. Well, good evening. Again, my name is Hope Coleman, and I want to thank you all for inviting me out this evening. Yes, I am the founder of Hope for My Teen. Actually, Hope for My Teen was birthed out of a need that I had when I was teaching my three teens to drive. I had a husband who was constantly deployed, and needless to say, I had three teenagers who was getting their learner's permit literally one behind the other. And of course, as a novice driver, they're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized in teaching my kids is that they were making additional mistakes just because of the behaviors of other motorists,
right,
who really weren't aware that they were inexperienced. So needless to say, I'm a problem solver.
Yes, you are.
I do not like to just focus on a problem. I want to find a solution. So needless to say, I literally spent relentless hours just trying to think of ways that I can create awareness,
mm-hmm.
Increase safety, and really just give parents a peace of mind. So I literally have a slogan on my website that says, out of my pain came your solution, because literally it was a painful process having to teach my kids, but also just dealing with the excessive honking, the tailgate, and then just being cut off by other drivers who just were not aware. So that's how Hope for My Teen was born. Actually, we were on our way to church, and I had the kids. We were thinking of a name for the company, and I still to this day remember where I was on Cedar Road, on the church, and I heard it so loud, Hope for My Teen, but with the number four. And I remember screaming it out loud, and I went home after church. I began to do research on the U.S. trademark and patent website, and just to find out if anybody had that name, and no one had it. So, of course, I did the legwork and put it in. But lots of research, because no one in my family have a business background. So mm-hmm. this was totally new to me. I'm used to military. That was my life, military. I'm retired Navy. I was a firefighter in the Navy. So now I'm putting out other kind of fires in people's lives. But needless to say, that's how Hope for My Teen was born. And I have some wonderful magnets here. I brought some products. So you can see, but this is similar to the caution flag and the caution sign, but it says teen driver. They're magnetic. They're reusable. They're removable. So when parents, when the kids get their learner's permit, this is my, you know, my theory is they don't have a choice. You know, I have some parents say, well, my kids may not want that on the car, but, you know, again, this is when the kids have their learner's permit, so a parent has to be in the vehicle mm-hmm. with their teen, and they have to log those hours. And really, the kids don't have a problem with it when they go on to get their permanent license, because they have to drive around in that student driver car. And my theory about that whole piece was, you know, they're only with the driving schools for a week to 2 weeks, but they're with us for 9 months, kind of like giving birth.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. But needless to say, for 9 months, they're with the parents. So we need something to give us the peace of mind. But needless to say, they come in different sizes. I have different package options that's on the website. And if you're looking to find out where to go, you will go to www.hope4myteen.com. And then I have like the oval, similar to like the baby on board mm-hmm. kind of theme. And I have some people who have their really big SUVs. They trust their kids.
If I had a Volkswagen, I'd put that on mine.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I don't have
one, but I would.
But I have some parents who literally arm their car. It's on the back bumper, they're on the sides, all the way around. And
then the kids
flag. Yeah, well, so you just don't write. But needless to say, I also have flags similar to the sport window.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's premier polyester, so you can be seen on both sides and all the good stuff. So just different options here. And then I also have the back off teen driver.
I like
those. And then I have, I'll get to that in a second. I apologize.
That's
teen driver. Here's another kind of catchy one. Teen driver, don't judge me.
I like that.
for those who do not want the teen stuff on there. But another reason why I did the driver and thing, because I came across some people who lived in the metropolitan areas, and they're so used to the public transportation.
Yeah.
So they came here, and they're like, well, I'm in my 20s and my 30s, and I've never owned a car. So they're having to come here in Hampton Roads and get a learner's permit. So needless to say, they get the driver and training. I also have companies that like to purchase these to put on their vehicles. So they're new drivers.
Nice.
But I wanted to also extend my vision to the seniors, because my parents, they're getting older. And we all know as you get older, sometimes your faculties slow down.
Right.
And my dad, bless his heart, wasn't a full driver, but sometimes drive less than the speed limit. And all of us, a lot of times when you're coming from church, have you ever noticed when you're driving and you're like, what is going on up there? And then you realize, you know, you pass by this grandma and grandpa, but you didn't know.
Right.
So I wanted to extend it to the senior drivers as well. So same thing, I apologize, senior driver, back off. And then the senior driver, don't judge me. And I had a great turnout. Actually, the seniors made more sales at this vending event I just attended this past weekend.
Wow.
So they are loving the idea.
Small business Saturday?
Yes, a small business Saturday. Yes, some of them even purchased them as gag gifts.
Oh,
they make great stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
They're as low as $5.99. Again, they're removable and they are reusable.
Nice.
And then I have here, this right here is a catalog that I have. This is something new that I just started a couple months ago. I am an ASI distributor. This gives me access to over 3,000 companies or suppliers, if you will, that are all over the United States and even outside. So if you have a company, a school, or even your family, you have something that's going on and you need things purchased in bulk and you're looking for promotional items, that is something that I do as well, which is Hope for My Team at espwebsite.com. You can follow us on Twitter or even Facebook. I'm sorry. That's okay. You can follow us at, it's actually at Hope for My Team. So you look for us on Facebook, please follow us. We're close to 500 followers, so
sweet.
Get me there. I'm 10 people away.
And guys, the teen church, we got all our pins from her.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
the whole big box.
Absolutely. So if you're looking for any type of promotional item, I'll be happy to service you as well.
Great.
Of course.
Tomorrow, good news.
I'm going to call Burn the show.
Of course. Nothing like a phone call when you're wrong line.
Yeah. You're going to call right back, you watch.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a radio show. Okay, so this is kind of how I met her. And go ahead and give your pastor a shout out.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Bishop Kim W. Brown and Elder Valerie K. Brown out at the Mount Chesapeake. I just want to thank them because they have had a tremendous impact in my life as an entrepreneur, in my life as a person to go to school and to get some degrees that I wanted all my life and thought it was over and that my time had passed. So thanks to their dynamic leadership, I was encouraged to do that. And today I hold a master's in social work, and I'm currently working on my licensing to become a licensed clinical social worker.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome. And she is working hard, too.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Okay, so one of the things, I'm still used to talking in the microphone like this, but one of the things that we wanted to cover tonight, too, is we're going to give her a workout on her clinical stuff. We had, let me see if I can get it, some people, because we titled this Therapist by Day, Entrepreneur by Night. Now, first off, I'm going to ask you, why did you choose that name?
I guess because it really sums it up. That's what I do, you know. I am working at Providence Psychological Services as an outpatient therapist here in Suffolk. We actually are out at by the Bank of America off of, 129 Saratoga Street. But also, we are in the process of opening another location in Franklin So if you know anyone in Franklin, we're at 601 North Mechanic Street, Suite 203. Actually, we're going to be in the Franklin Business Center. But again, we're Provident Psychological Services. I am working under supervision for my licensing under Kawana Ward, who's the owner of Provident Psychological Services. So come see us.
Okay. So we have a few questions. Let's see. Very, very low. And
I
yeah,
think that was at the beginning.
Like that. Okay. So I think they can hear me now. Glenn, can you hear me now? All right. So some of the questions that we had, because when we put therapist by day, entrepreneur by night, people started IMing me with questions. And before I get to them, I'm going to give some shout-outs to the Teen Church.
Yeah.
Our services are 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And we are looking for teenagers that if you can sing, if you can play guitar, if you can play the drums, if you can play the keyboard, we need you.
Yes.
We need you.
Please.
Because right now we're singing kind of karaoke off of YouTube. And Trisha and I are doing our best, but this is the Teen Church, so we
yes.
need you.
Yeah.
And if you're a young band, young Christian band, and you're looking for somewhere to get experience and to play, come here on Sunday mornings. So we'll give you all the experience you want. And let's see, Friday night is Teen Fun Night, 7 o'clock. Sometimes we have pizza, whatever.
Nice.
It's no service, nothing like that. We've got pool tables and air hockey and foosball, ping pong. We play cards. We've got a big TV. We've got a big screen. We watch videos. We eat and just have a good time.
Sometimes
and even
karaoke.
Even the adults and teenagers play hide and go seek outside with walkie talkies. So that's pretty cool. And so anyway, come on out Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. We cook a big spread breakfast. The whole community is invited. Tell some of your patients if you know that, yeah, they lack in food Sunday mornings. If they can get here, we can feed them.
Awesome.
And it's totally free.
Yes. And that is also open to our first responders, police officers. If it's, you know, you're on the go, we'll pack you up at to go. Make sure that you've at least got a hot breakfast in the morning before you head out and get on the, you know, get on the road. But we want to make sure that you've got something to have, you know, before you get out there.
That's
so.
All right. And then New Vision Worship Center, 4165 Pruden Boulevard. They start their services at 10 o'clock. And if you're looking for a good down home church with people that love you and care about you and be there for you with opportunities for you to show your God-given gifts, then that's where you want to be if you're in the Suffolk area. And let's see, what else? The sanctuary is also located here in this building, and we put on concerts. We have touring bands. We have all kinds of stuff that come here. And we have loads. I mean, we just transformed this place from a church into a venue.
Right.
And it's amazing to see the transformation and all the kids that come and the music and all that. So come on out, enjoy yourself. Go to the Sanctuary Suffolk, I believe it is, on Facebook. And we are actually having Foster Fest on December the 17th. We've got 4 bands so far, I believe, and we're trying to book at least 12, so it's an all-day affair. This is for teenagers in foster care. It's easy to buy. Churches love to buy for the little ones and, you know, middle school, and it's really hard to buy for teenagers. Their toys are very expensive. Their clothes are here, there, and everywhere. So we are just trying to raise money and deliver it to social services so they can have gift cards and things like that, and they can also have a nice Christmas, just like the little ones. So that is December 17th. Keep a lookout for that. And we are going to – anything you want to shout out?
The blood drive.
Oh, yes.
Blood drive is on December 7th, and that's from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is here at 4165 Pruden Boulevard. And definitely the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They are having a severe shortage of blood. A severe shortage of blood.
Lighten up the end.
And we definitely, definitely would need anybody who can donate blood. We definitely need you to come out and donate. Again, 4165 Pruden Boulevard in Suffolk, Virginia. And
just be mindful the week before. Eat lots of fiber, spinach, grapes. I thought it would be raisins, even though they're like grapes, but she said like the green grapes.
Yeah.
If you eat grapes like for a whole week before, and especially the morning of before you come, a lot of people that come, they want to give and they can't because their iron's low.
Yeah.
So, and we missed out on about 5 people last time because of low iron.
Yep.
So eat grapes. Yay.
Green leafy vegetables. And of course, my nursing friend would say, green leafy vegetables for everything. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Hope, let's get to this. All right. So back up. We're going to say some of these questions. Entrepreneur by night. How hard is it to be a mom, go to school, to get your degree? I know it's hard being a, because I've seen, you know, with other friends, and my dad was in the service and everything too. You're raising your kids, your husband's out to sea, you trying to go to school, you've got a passion and a dream that you're trying to birth, and you've been talking a lot lately about pregnancy and relating that to God, and it's pretty awesome. I love reading that.
Oh, wow.
So how hard is it? And what do you got to do to keep that dream going?
Okay. It's hard. And it takes a lot of work. You know, a lot of people, they look at you and they see the results that you're getting, but they really don't see. I kind of posted something the other day on Facebook about the iceberg. And what people see is above, which is the success and the favor that you're getting and the doors and the opportunities. But underneath, which is way bigger, you know, they don't see your fears, your doubts, your concerns, the risks, your sacrifices, the discipline. It's a lot. It's very difficult. But what keeps me motivated is you have to keep your vision in front of you. I write my vision. I carry it right here. I have my vision.
Oh, wow.
I have my mission. I try to have it where I see it all the time. It's on my desk. And another big thing is you have to connect yourself to something that's greater than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, as I've shared with you before, is our Elder's House. And the Elder's House is a group home that's being built. It's currently under construction in Chesapeake, Virginia. And when my bishop first announced that that was a passion that was on him and Elder's heart some years ago, I literally felt like I became impregnated with that vision and seeing it become pass. So I remember emailing him and telling him, I don't know how, but I know I'm assigned to, you know, partake in making sure that that is financially maintained. And needless to say, this all came about. I was in school, working my bachelor's in social work, and then my master's, and finally completed that, and then this vision. And it was like, aha, this is how you're going to help, you know, contribute. So literally everything that I make off my business, I sew into a portion of my business. There's some months I give everything, no matter how little or how great it is, I sew it into. And I believe you need to tithe off of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so a portion, you have to connect your success to the service of others. And for me, one of the biggest things is the Elder's House. That's a passion of mine. And there are days that I just want to give up. There's days I just want to quit because I'm human, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Life gets hard.
Yep, sure
some
is.
Of the times the people you meet on the journey will disappoint you.
Yep.
You will meet some con artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have lost thousands of dollars in this business starting off because, like I said, no one in my family have ever owned a business. So, therefore, this was all new to me. So I had to really kind of crawl and find my way and make mistakes. And you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be willing to make sacrifices instead of going out shopping and doing all those great things. Some things you have to delay because you want to sell it into your company. You know what I'm saying? So you're believing and having faith that one day something is going to reap, you know, from all that you have sown. But again, connecting yourself to the service of others, something that's bigger than you, because the days that I wanted to quit, I mean, literally, there were some days I walked by my office because I was just so devastated by a situation. And I was just like, God, really? You know, all this, you know, I really wanted to just call it quits. But something kept, and I went days now without even going into the office. I was just so hurt and so devastated by some things. I took some deep blows. I mean, lost more than I made sometimes, you know. But needless to say, what kept bringing me back was the vision I had connected myself to. And another thing is I asked my elder if she would be my accountability partner. So literally every month I email her my financial statement. Oh, and I had a dream. I thank God for the gift of dreams. But I had a dream one day that she had came to the home. You know, she's never been to my home, but in the dream she had came to my home and my husband was like, "You want a tour?" And I'm looking at him, you know, and downstairs was straight, but upstairs wasn't, you know, in the dream. And that's where he was taking her. And I'm just like, I'm looking at him like, really, dude, why are you doing this? Are you exposing me like this? But all I kept hearing was to expose myself, to allow myself to be transparent, you know, and I kept hearing accountability. So I emailed her and asked her if she would be willing to be my accountability partner. And she said, absolutely. And so I wanted to connect myself to someone whose vision I was tied to, because it keeps me not only honest, but it keeps me when I want to give up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then the months that business is slow, because I have connected myself to someone that holds me accountable, it's like you want to work extra hard because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to see that vision come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still responsible.
Look up to her as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's my mentor. I glean from her from a distance. And no, I'm not in her company like I am like this. But from a distance, I glean from her. I listen, I watch, and I learn. And what they stand for, they have so much fruit, you know, to prove. I mean, I'm a witness. I'm a product of the fruit, you know, that they pour into the ministry. And I just connect myself to them. So you have to find something greater than yourself and plug in and let that motivate you the days you just want to say, forget it, God, I'm done.
Wow. You spoke to me, girl. Definitely. Because I'm telling you, there are days that I come in here and I'm the only one in this building. And between what we're doing next door, because I'm the accountant secretary for them, and I get my work done in there, and I'll come in here and I'll sit down, and then I'm thinking I've got this and I got that and I got this and I don't know what to do first, and that's just overwhelming, and I'll just sit here and do nothing.
Yeah.
And you know, the Lord will speak to me and say, "You're not going anywhere doing that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make. You're not going to be a witness for me,
right?
Just sitting there,
right?
Who's going to hear your story just sitting there?"
Yeah.
So, you know, and I have to get up and force myself, and that, you know, sometimes we all get like that.
Yeah.
And and then you have times where everything's going good, and then times in life where it just seems like everything's going bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or what you are, that can happen.
Absolutely.
So. All right, so we have another one. It says, we answered that one already. All right, we live in a busy world. I just want to back up my family and put the electronics away for family time, but it seems families don't know how to relate to each other anymore. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, for my family, my kids are all grown now, but you know, they were teenagers and they had their cell phones. And one of the things that I would do is that don't bring your cell phone to the table. You know, I love to eat dinner as a family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of old school, and I love to eat dinner as a family as much as possible. Of course, you know, when you have the kids home, different kids are doing different activities, but as much as possible, try to eat dinner together as a family because we've gotten away from it. You know, you'll have the spouse eating dinner, one in the living room, one in upstairs, and the kids are eating in their room. No, you have to find a place where you can centralize family, and that is around the table. And it's about making a family rule and saying, hey, no cell phones at the table. Even when we would go out and eat, my kids would kind of, I would catch them because they'd be up under the towel. What you doing? Put the phone up. You know what I'm saying? This is family time. You know, we're out to eat. We're at dinner. So, again, that's a parent's job, and that's to really just establish the rules and also lead by example. You can't ask them to do something that you're not willing to do.
That's right. That's right. So do you think, I won't say electronics, but, well, yeah. Do you think that electronics has helped family or hurt family?
I would say it's a combination. I remember hearing my bishop mention that one time before, how sometimes our greatest inventions, you know, have also been to our detriment.
That's right.
You know, so, I mean, it's good that you can always reach out and touch them, you know, if you need to call them or something like that. But at the same time, it's about balance. You know, you have to have a balance with everything. And with the cell phone, I mean, I had to learn even with the Facebook thing. My husband and I, we will be on a date. And here I am, Facebooking, you know what I'm saying? And I had to, and I would see him, he'll kind of put his hand over, and that kind of triggered me. I'm like, okay, let me discipline my own self,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to get, you know, to get sucked in.
That's right.
And, you know,
yeah.
So you have to focus on the people that matter, and that's the people that's right in front of you. Because we give so much of ourselves to other people.
True.
You know, but the people that we're living with, we forsake a lot. So
mm-hmm.
it's about being aware. Holding each other accountable
mm-hmm.
and bring it to each other's attention.
Right. Right.
Okay. Here's something else that Hope can help you with. It says, I want to create the bling tees with my company's logo. Where do I find a company to do that, which won't break the bank and I can make a profit to put back into my business?
All right. Well, first, make sure you establish a budget. You need to find out how much you can spend. That way you'll have options when you're shopping around. Again, I am an ASI distributor, so I would be happy to gain your business. And the luxury of being an ASI distributor is that, you know, yes, I have the manufacturer pricing, but at the same time, I have some flexibility. So I do tell people, if you're on a budget, let me know what your budget is. You know, that I can't sell it less than what it's going to cost me.
Right.
But at the same time, I'll be happy to work with you. So, again, my website for that is hopeformyteam.espwebsite.com. Again, my number is there. If you need to reach out and call me, it's 757-741-8336. So, again, you know, you'll be able to go to the website and see lots of things. But I'm a kind of touchy-feely kind of person. I like to face people and meet people. So mm-hmm. I'll be happy to set up some time to meet with you and go through the website because the book is so thin. This, you know, it's very small as compared to what we have on the website. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to help you in that area.
But again, even if you're not in this area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, if you're not in this area, I can't promise you we can meet. But we definitely can talk with some conference calls or FaceTime or something like that.
Skype, yeah.
Yeah, Skype, whatever.
All right. All right, so see, I have a story that God has given me in my life and my life to share with others. But one, everyone wants it for free. Two, I did not graduate high school and I don't feel smart or that I speak very well. So how do I overcome that to pursue my direction?
All right. Well, I know you said everyone wants it for free. I will say this, sometimes you're going to have to do things for free because it's almost like you're kind of sowing some seeds and getting your name out there and getting your story out there. So there may, you know, be an initially you have to do some things for free just to kind of establish yourself. But if you keep looking, there are lots of opportunities, just like with Pastor Bonnie. I believe you just posted something on Facebook that
Yay.
If you had a story to tell mm-hmm. and you want to share it, this is the time, you know, this is the perfect person to be able to get your story out, and it's for free. The only thing it costs you is your time. So look for opportunities like that, and I do believe You know, when your heart, when if that's something that you're supposed to do, God will create the opportunities and favor will find you. Now, the other part of that question was about not having, I guess, the self-esteem and the confidence.
Education.
Okay, there. Well, we all know there's a lot of millionaires out here that some of them do not even have a high school diploma,
mm-hmm.
or let alone a college degree. So it's not about the education. I tell people it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. So it's about how you feel about yourself. One of the things I have my grandbaby doing is something that I wish I had learned early in life. She's 5, but I have her look herself in the mirror each morning and say, "Good morning, beautiful. I love me." You know, and I want her to believe in herself, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of that has to come with personal affirmation. And I tell my clients all the time, it doesn't matter what other people say you are. What matters is who you say you are.
Or what you answer to.
Yeah, and what you answer to mm-hmm. them. Exactly. So I do vision boards with my clients. Sometimes you have vision parties,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they see their future self. How they want to feel, things they want to have, mm-hmm. things they want to do. That's important, to create a vision for your life. And not only that, an affirmation. Who are you? Who do you say you are? Who do you say you are when you talk to yourself? And a lot of times it takes a reprogramming, because we've heard
that's
things
right.
growing up.
Yeah.
Some things, you know, parents have spoken to us, your friends, coworkers, and what have you, or even yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to kind of do a data dump, a crash dump.
Oh, I like that, a data dump.
You know, and I tell people, you know,
remember that data dump, people.
But words are seeds,
mm-hmm.
and they produce after their kind. So it's so important to sow good seeds, because when you begin to speak good things over your life, and sometimes you got to say it until you believe it. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
even if what you see and write, you're writing on paper, you don't feel it, eventually if you say it enough, you'll begin to act it out and believe it until your dreams start believing for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, or your vision began to manifest. So get a vision for your life, write a personal affirmation, repeat it to yourself daily. And I tell people, look in the mirror. I have my clients, I have a mirror, and I have them look at themselves. And I have them, as awkward as it may be, but when you get used to it, you look yourself in the mirror, it'll become second nature to you. So that way you're not looking for those affirmations from other people, because you're getting it from yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. All right. It seems everyone has the conference you don't want to miss, and it costs. It costs what you don't have. Then you are told, well, if you don't take your calling seriously, or if you don't want to invest in yourself, I feel guilty as if I should not pay a bill so that I can pad their pockets. I have, I know that's not God. How do you say, no, this is not for me, or not for me right now, and without feeling the guilt, feeling bad? And I'm going to go get my glasses.
You know, that's something that I still struggle with, not the first part of the question, because, yeah, you will get some people that try to make you feel guilty if you don't invest and what have you, but you have to know your assignment. You have to know what you're called to do, because everything that's good is not God.
That's right.
So you have to know what's God. And in order to know what's good and what's God, that takes a lot of time in prayer, a lot of time just seeking God's face for wisdom and direction on, is this something that you would have me to do? Because like I said, everything that's good is not God. You need to find out, you know, is this part of your assignment? And if it is part of your assignment, God will make a way. Now, I do not believe that you should not pay your bills just so you can invest in a conference. I believe God give us wisdom. You have to pay your bills.
And I think it's sad when some people do that. Because I've had it done to me before. You know, like, man, I'm telling you, this is for what you're doing, because they talk to you, you know, ahead of time. For what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you need this conference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can do it on a budget plan, and you can make 4 payments. But right. if you don't have that 4 payments because you're just getting started, God's given you this vision,
right.
then you don't have it.
Right.
And then they say, well, you know, apparently you're not serious enough to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
I've had somebody say that to me before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I can relate to what
yeah,
she's saying.
I can relate, too, when we would, my husband and I would go to the timeshares.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, well, it's only good today. And this $20,000 investment will not be here, and it's going to cost more. I'm like, well, it's just going to have to cost more because it's not in our budget, and we're not going to make that kind of decision on the spot. And I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to let you make me feel bad or make me feel like, oh, you just can't afford it. No, it's not in our budget, and we don't make decisions. We kind of have a thing in our household that anything that's over $500, we talk about and we sleep on. We need a minimum of 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, that. You have to figure that out for your household, but you know, that it's really not your issue. That's their issue. And when you identify that, those are the kind of people you run from.
That's
they
right.
should never encourage you not to pay your bills just to attend a conference. And when God gives you a vision, trust me, he gives you the provision as well. And it doesn't come with a scheme.
That's right. Whoops. Sorry. Okay. So here's a good one. No, I just lost it.
Oh, about the
what
family?
Do you do when, oh yeah. What do you do when your family isn't actively supporting you? And I talked to this person before, and I just wrote that part down. So her family loves her. Her family's like, yeah, go for it. But there's a lot more to it than just that. The support of, you know, cooking and
okay.
the, you know, the things going on in the house so that they can be away to take care of the business or do this or do that. And it seems with her that part of the family thinks what she's doing isn't meaningful enough,
mm-hmm.
isn't important enough to them.
Right.
That, you know, people have jobs and they're used to dad going to work or they're used to mom going to work. And then when something new comes along, it's not taken serious
mm-hmm.
except by the person that God's given the vision to.
Right.
So, how do you, she wants to know, how do you get around that? How do you pursue what God has asked you to do? It's in your heart. It's in your passion. You think it, dream it, talk it all the time.
Right.
Everybody's saying go for it, but you don't have the other backing to it.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a case like that, this is where your trust and your faith comes in. Because, again, like I said, if God gives you vision, he also gives you provision. And it's not just the finances, but it's the people. And sometimes it's not going to be your family. And you have to be okay with that. You know, as much as you that you know want your family to be the one supporting you, they may be supporting you, but not the way that you want them to support you. Because
mm-hmm.
I had someone before said, well, such and such doesn't support me. And I said, well, what does support look like to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good question.
Because when you think about it, you know, they may think them encouraging you is supporting you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have some families that they don't do that. They, you know, tell you what you can't do and this that you shouldn't do and things of that nature. So their support and the way they're contributing, they may believe they already are because they're encouraging you to go for it. So I guess I would say to that person is what does support look like to you? Define what that is. And then pray for the people that God has for you so they can, you know, because if God gives you a vision, you have to understand Rome wasn't built overnight.
Yeah,
it takes time. Literally, I know for this vision with me, it took me 5 years before I even launched it. So it takes time. So I just want to encourage you to just make sure you're supporting you. Regardless of what's going on, make sure you're supporting you because you have to be your biggest fan. You have to be your biggest cheerleader and what have you. So, again, just pray for the right people. Spend time in prayer and ask God, God, send the right people to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he will. I'm still praying that prayer.
And I am as well.
Yeah.
I enjoy meeting the people like you. Thank God for Trisha. Trisha brought you into our life and you've been a blessing just so far, you know, and I'm excited about watching you grow and the things your church is doing. And
she's pushing me out the nest. making me flatten my wings.
That's right. She's going to have her own radio show soon.
Oh, God.
So one thing I want to tell everybody about is if you are in the Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina area, and you feel that you have a story to tell, you feel that you're meant to be a speaker, or you have a platform, maybe it's a nonprofit, maybe it's a passion, maybe you want to write a book, anything. If you can take 12 minutes and you can write your speech or tell your story in 12 minutes, we're going to be doing something. We're putting something together for women, men, to have a platform to speak your truth, to tell your story, to tell your vision. If you're passionate about a subject, abuse in women, abuse in children, child trafficking, whatever the case may be, we want to open up the floodgates for you. We want your voice to be heard. We are in contact with a lot of different people, a lot of different organizations, and we are going to give you that platform. And it's not going to cost you a dime, except if you're out of state and you have to travel here, your gas, your hotel, your food. That's all it's going to cost you. So, and we are going to fill the house. So come contact me, 757-354-5958. You can hit me up on Facebook, which is facebook.com. Bonnie S. is in Sam Bradshaw, Bonnie S. Bradshaw. Twitter is Bonnie Bradshaw, at Bonnie Bradshaw. And my email is BonnieSpeaks@me, that's the Apple thing, BonnieSpeaksAtMe.com. And let's talk about your story. I've already had several women from South Carolina, Ohio, a couple from Ohio that connected with me today. And we're going to try to work it out to get them here because I know their story. And they definitely need a platform to tell it all over. So if you're interested, hey guys, if you're interested in telling your story, sharing your passion, then by golly, sound like my grandma now, by golly, contact me, 757-354-5958, because I am here to advance women, and that is what God put me on this earth for, hands down, however that looks. God opened the doors, I'm walking.
No, that's right.
No. All right. So, Tricia.
Hi, Ashley.
You got some questions?
You caught me.
I caught you.
You did.
She's another one who stays on that in church, too.
I do
on
not.
Friday night. He's on
yeah,
Friday night.
Fibber. You fibber. No. No.
Oh, can you share what your husband does? Because we can build his business too.
Sure,
Anthony, if you're listening, I kept this from you, but I guess you're going to hear it now.
My husband is a pilot. He's a commercial rated pilot, and he's been flying. My goodness, this is so funny. He actually received his pilot license before he received his driver's license. So
he's been
flying for a long time. He is a flight instructor right out here on 58 Norfolk Flight Center, LaKira Holman. It's LaKiri Holman. So not only does he do the flight school, he also does discovery tours and air tours. So if you're looking to get a tour of the city via the air, especially a lot of people like to come out during the holiday lights.
Oh, yeah.
And they like to see it from the air and stuff. But a lot of times there's different people that come from other areas and they just want to get a tour of the city.
Yeah.
So he gives
That's
them a tour.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And also, again, discovery flights. So there's a lot of people who actually signed up to become a pilot because after their experience, they wanted to see what it felt like, you know, being these little small airplanes and just give it a shot. We have people that do it for birthdays. One of his youngest students, I won't say student, but it was a discovery flight. The young man turned 12. I think it was 12. He was 12 or 13, and he wanted to see what it was like to be in a cockpit. So my husband was able to take them out. His family purchased, I think, like an hour or something like that. But there's different packages that they have at Norfolk Flight Center. So if you're looking for a great pilot to either learn from, air tour, discovery tour, hit up my husband, LaKyra Holman, at Norfolk Flight Center on 58. It's actually a couple flight schools out there, but he's at Norfolk Flight Center.
Wow. All right, so if they can't remember Suffolk Flight Center, let me put this on Facebook right now.
Norfolk. Yeah.
All right,
he actually used to be in Norfolk, but the guy moved here.
Okay.
So he kept the name.
Norfolk
Flight Center.
And where is that?
It's on 58.
Oh,
the
that
right
one.
Little airport there.
Yep. Yeah. Norfolk Flight Center on Route
58
in Suffolk.
And it says LaKyra, LaKyra Holman.
All right. Yep.
I think Suffolk defaulted right there.
Do what?
It did an H instead of a K.
Where are we at?
For LaKyra.
Oh, okay. Like that. Okay.
But it added me. I guess because we're friends.
Yeah, because they can get in touch with you. And I don't know why it keeps doing that. You just got to love spell check. All right, so Holman. And then they can get in touch.
He's a flight instructor. Yeah, he's a flight instructor.
All right, and they can get in touch with him through you too as well.
Right.
All right. So we've got that on my Facebook page, and it's going on over there. Okay.
Fabulous.
So let's see. What else is on your agenda?
Tonight?
No. In general, in life. She hasn't eaten supper yet.
I think I had about 2-3 hours last night, so I hope I can hit that pillow and crash tonight.
You probably will.
Yeah. I hope so.
And we all will.
Yeah. Sometimes I get to thinking and my brain just won't power down. Yep. I'm just like, wow. I just begin to think.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
One day I took a melatonin and it still, I slept for like 3 hours and still, it was like, are you serious? But I'm working on another magnet. I'm getting ready to get that copyrighted. So I'll be going public with that within the next couple weeks.
Good.
Oh. So, yeah, so it's a whole different segment population.
Well, we're going to have to talk to you because we want some magnets with our like little logos and stuff on them, little sayings and t-shirts.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to you about that. And so stickers as well.
Okay. I'm going to be hitting you up for some teen drivers.
Yeah.
Because I have, well...
Ashley's in here.
Oh, and Benjamin has his permit.
Oh, okay.
Now, that one over there doesn't want to get her permit right now. Until she's 18.
Bad lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome because every one of mine, it was before it was time. They were ready. They were ready. They were in school. And she's 17 years old and don't want her learners yet.
Until she's 18 because then she only has to have 3 months.
Instead of nine months.
And I keep telling her that has nothing to do with it.
She might need the 9 months.
Exactly.
Because it's the experience that you're going to need. Because
Even
after 9 months of driving, you're still not experienced enough for that road.
That's just like 18-year-olds, and I love you teenagers to death, but 18-year-olds think that they're grown and that they can go out and conquer the world and they can live on their own and they can do their own thing. And I don't know one 18-year-old on the planet Earth that can go out and totally live on their own, their own apartment, pay their own bills, their car payment, their insurance, and all that, handle everything, go to work full-time, the whole nine yards, go grocery shopping, do your laundry. Stay young and at home as long as you can. It's
absolutely
free.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling everybody.
Don't rush.
Carolyn kept saying, my grandbaby's 7 years old. She goes, when will I be 8? I said, in August. Why? I want to be 8. I said, honey, don't rush your life away. You don't know what you're saying.
You get our age and wish you could change.
Yeah, all the aches and pains.
Roll back. That would be nice.
Absolutely.
I saw a UPS man today. I went to the doctor, and I'm walking up the stairs, and I mean, walking up the stairs, and he's like running down the stairs. I'm like, if I tried to do that, I would break my knee. That was long time ago. All right, so we might be cutting this a little short tonight, not much short, but a little short. because I know Hope is tired and
yes.
she needs to eat and she needs to sleep. So
with that.
Yes. With that. So we're going to let Hope go and we're going to shut this down a little early tonight. But guys, she offers so much.
Yes,
and if you're looking at for a good church in Chesapeake, you need to check out her church.
The Mount.
The Mount, I'm telling you. And there's several, right?
Yes, well, yes, there's one in Chesapeake, Elizabeth City, Newport News, and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but Charlotte, North Carolina. But yes, the Mount Chesapeake, awesome, 215 Los Gaviotas Boulevard, right off of Cedar and Dominion. Come on out.
All right. Oh, and I don't know, you know, if y'all do some thrift shopping, there is a awesome Goodwill right down the street from her church.
A new one, yeah.
Yeah, that's I go in there every now and then just to check on things because there's a lot of people that I know that need things. So I'll go in there and look, and they've got some awesome stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Great prices, too. All right, so we love you guys. And anything else, Tricia?
Be safe. Drive safe.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And we love you guys and we pray for you every week, every day. So if you have a prayer request, you can always go to facebook.com/ Bonnie S. Bradshaw or / Tricia Travis, and that's with a C. And or you can hit me up on Twitter @ Bonnie Bradshaw. And I will share that with Tricia, and we will be praying for you. So you can inbox me at bonniespeaks@me.com, and we would love to share our time in prayer with and for you.
Yes.
So God bless you, and until next week, be safe.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.